Been here to wrap up the Cornell Economics Report. You know, it sounds like we are doing nothing but spewing gloom and doom. And I kind of wanted to talk about some of the events in this segment because I don't think we are. I think some of our comments, if not all of our editorials, and this show is basically made up of four editorials, all of our editorials are very well thought out, and they're not just negative emotionalism. I have too much faith in America to just talk about negative emotionalism. As I said in the last segment, I got a lot of time for the American people. It's my family, and I love them all. I think we're going to get on solider footing very soon here. Jimmy, what do you think?
I think we have to get past some big hurdles. And unfortunately, as I mentioned previously, usually there's a big trough, you know, there's a big dip, and then it's often painful. You know, sometimes that ends up being World War I or World War II. That is devastating. And certainly we see this massive war in Europe right now. I do want to finish up from the last segment. We were talking about Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank and their investment strategies and policies. So I tend to agree with you, Al, that people are beginning to wake up that this ideology that ESG, environmental social governance, should dictate how you invest your money will end up being kind of pushed back against, because you're actually taking away the free market process. You're putting in place authoritarian kind of, you know, when you have a regulatory environment that says you can only invest in certain things or certain ways, then that actually takes away the market's flexibility. When you don't have the flexibility in the market, then obviously you have significant problems. And that's basically why the Soviet Union collapsed, because they did not have the flexibility in their markets. Uh-huh. It was a very corrupt system. And as you have more regulation, people buy out of the system or put earmarks to keep them out because they have a lot of influence or money, a particular company or corporation, to protect their interests, while others, the competitors or potentially other industries, don't get the same advantages. And that ends up becoming very problematic in competition. And so I do see that eventually you're going to find more pushback against these investment agendas. You're going to see pushback from people because inflation hasn't gone down. We're still above 6%. There's a good chance with the energy prices going up, we're going to face even more. We're probably going to face shortages. We're definitely moving into a recessionary period at some point, in my view. If we haven't been already because of manipulated numbers, we haven't really, you know, accepted that. Certainly the first two quarters of 2022, that was a lie. Unemployment is facing, you know, or employment levels are facing challenges, both in shortage of labor and, of course, in the markets themselves. Certainly the tech industry has had a significant drop in employees. When you have this ChatGPT, my son actually develops AI, and he has scientists or engineers that work for him. He's kind of a chief scientist at AWS. Amazon Web Services, and he's been able to use some of these AI systems to help identify engineering solutions that may, in fact, in a short period of time, mean he doesn't need engineers, and potentially wouldn't even need his job as well. So there's going to be a huge wake-up call for all these people that wanted to be, you know, software engineers and developers. And those are high paying jobs in Silicon Valley, but they're so high paying that they're not competitive if you have a technology that will actually do the work for you. That's what we're facing, a huge challenge right now, economic challenge, and it's coming on us so rapidly people do not realize it.
Well, I know it's coming on rapidly. I watched an interview with a fellow who just made a breakthrough in artificial intelligence. And the fellow who was interviewing him said, "How do you feel about that?" And he said, "This thing is so big it scares the daylights out of me." Now, I don't know what brought on that comment, but that is pretty thought-provoking.
Well, again, so people, and you can see very clearly with ChatGPT and Bing, you know, the different AI systems that you can mess around with at this point. They're shaping people's minds, right? And people are responding. And when you look and you put questions in there that may be politically or socially challenging, they come up with a very progressive response. That's going to shape information for people. We already face censorship, but what happens when people are depending on these types of systems to give them information? That information is geared and shaped for a particular agenda. Yeah. And that's the unfortunate reality that we're facing. And it's happening so quickly and it's moving so rapidly that it will completely undermine our economy and undermine individuals' lives, but they don't realize it at this point. And of course, you know, we've got the Terminator scenario where, you know, it actually takes over and creates, you know, major, you know, catastrophic problems with nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
That of course, you know, who knows what will happen there, but, and I don't know if that's the case. But what I do know is that most of the defense systems in the West depend on very sophisticated technologies.
Yeah.
The Department of Defense have been investing massively in this type of technology, and it will drive our systems and what happens when they fail, or if they're manipulated or they're cracked or broken, and we're fighting someone that has the same type of a thing, you know, with the Chinese, and this could get very ugly for humanity very quickly. At the same time, it turns us into a bunch of idiots that just ask the computer to answer all our questions for us. I think it's incredibly dangerous.
Well, I'll tell you what's getting to be incredibly dangerous, in my opinion, are some of the student demonstrations that are going on. Very quickly, I watched one that occurred today at George Washington University. Very, very violent demonstration. I believe it was in one of the classrooms, and the students were throwing punches at each other. That's how bad it got. And what it was the thing was started by the fact that that the university wanted to have the governor as the governor of the state as a keynote speaker, and he's very conservative. And so there were a group of pro-life students there and a group of pro-choice students there. The pro-lifers obviously fell into the category of being conservative. The pro-choicers fell into the category, obviously, of being very liberal. These kids were so tied up in this particular scenario that physical violence on both parts ensued, and that bothers me, Jim, a lot.
Well, it's happening all over the country, and it's been happening significantly since 2020 in the George Floyd riots that were exacerbated and actually influenced by Democratic leaders that encouraged them. And that violence has really continued to go based on a political agenda in order to undermine the previous administration.
Well,
dividing this nation.
Yeah.
Over, and they're using violence and threats of force while simultaneously blaming those types of actions against white supremacy and making racial charges,
right,
which factually makes absolutely no sense. But many people are bound and influenced by this information technology and the media corporate entities that actually are pushing these agendas. And once again, I will go back to how damaging that potentially is and how much influence you talk about Marxist ideology, the Chinese, and of course what others are doing in order to achieve power and protect their financial interests.
Well, Jimmy, the thing that really bothers me is I'm a pretty nonviolent guy, as you know, and the violence, you know, people have already gotten killed during some of these demonstrations, and I hate for America to close out its history on that type of tone. I just think it's silly. Jimmy, you can talk about anything you want. We got
just about 20 seconds left.
20 seconds left. Wrap it up, Jim.
So I do think that many people are beginning to wake up, and the fear will be there, and we're going to have to probably suffer some pain before we make significant changes. But hopefully, we'll have leaders that step up and make the right calls, do the right things for the American people based on interest, not on the destruction of our system. And unfortunately, too many right now are wanting the destruction of our system.
I agree 1,000%. God bless you, Jim. And ladies and gentlemen, come on back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.